I can't believe you're doing this. Do you know how much this car costs? It's 80 grand. What are the press's charges? And why don't we just listen to a Carrie Underwood song and imagine ourselves ruining his ride instead of actually doing it? No, don't do it! I picked up the gigantic box of glitter and dumped it in the front seat of my cheating boyfriend's Range Rover while cackling. I was running on pure rage and adrenaline as my best friend had a panic attack. Oh gosh, this is bad. This is very bad. Danielle watched me in horror as I scooped up a handful of pink glitter and tossed it in the air vents. He deserves it, I growled. I knew that anyone walking by would see a woman on the edge. Chad was lucky that the sight of blood made me queasy, or I would have gone all A Nightmare on Elm Street on his ass. Stabby. I felt stabby. And a bit weepy. But he wasn't worth the tears. I know you're upset. I'm just worried about you, Danielle whispered. Even though this went against every pacifist bone in her slender body, she stood watch over the darkened street as I glitter-bombed Chad's car. 3 women were in that video, Danielle, I cursed. I quit my job for this man, my dream job. I moved across the country and put up with his insane schedule because I thought he was the one. And then he had the audacity to pull a hat trick with 3 puck bunnies while on the road? I thought we were going to get married, I screamed into the night sky. Pulling a tube of red lipstick out of my purse, I wrote the word cheater on his windshield. He used to love this shade of red on me. Never again. Oh shit. I should probably get tested for STDs, I whispered. What if this has been going on forever and I now have every disease under the sun? I started to hyperventilate and debated on ripping apart the leather seats with my bare hands. Well, it's a good thing your best friend is also your gynecologist then, hmm? Danielle replied, trying to placate me. Why don't we stop destroying his car and go get some wine? You can come to the office tomorrow and I'll run some tests. I slumped my shoulders in defeat. Why couldn't he keep his hockey stick in his pants? I knew dating the best player in the league would have its downfalls. He was too damn hot for his own good. I just never imagined it would come to this. Danielle inched toward me like an expert hostage negotiator, one hand out and ready to disarm me of the glitter. I knew she was right. I really shouldn't be destroying a car that was worth 2 years of my salary. At least 2 years of my salary before this twat waffle convinced me to quit my job and move in with him. He said he would take care of me while I looked for a new job. A perfect job. He claimed that I would be better off with him. What was I thinking? Now I'm homeless, unemployed, and single. I should have known better than to trust him. Danielle was only a foot away from me, arm half outstretched. No doubt she intended to use it to guide me away from the car. But thinking about my job sent a new surge of anger through me. I pulled away and flung my purse to the ground. Danielle's eyes were as wide as saucers while I frantically dug through my ridiculously oversized bag. Peyton, what are you? Danielle started to ask. My manic giggles cut her off as I found the little bottle of hairspray I kept in my purse in case of flyaway emergencies. I ran to the front of the car and aimed the aerosol can at the steering wheel. Slamming my finger down on the trigger, I unloaded the entire bottle of wet, sticky spray. Good luck bringing the bunnies home with you now, mother pucker! I yelled at the mess in front of me, satisfied that he would be finding glitter for months. Oh, to be a fly on the wall when he had to explain where all the glitter came from to his new girlfriend. Douche canoe.